Make your weekend better at Buena Connection Brewing Company. Fresh craft beer, great vibes, and a tap room perfect for kicking back. Grab a pint, bring friends, and enjoy the weekend at Buena Connection Brewing Company. Go to BuenaConnectionBrewing.com. Hey, welcome to Beverage Chronicles. I'm Gary Monteroso, your host. This is a show where we kind of kick back a little bit, pour ourselves something fun and interesting, and talk about all the stories behind what's in the glass. From craft beer to classic cocktails, everything in between, we will take a dive into the people, the passion, and the culture that make the beverage world so fascinating. Glad you are here, and let's get into it. I do want to mention that a little bit later on, I was on location in Atlantic City, New Jersey for a beverage trade show, and I got to speak with one of the vendors at the show with an interesting product. So I'm going to share that interview with you a little bit later on. But for now, I want to talk with you a little bit about something that I got into quite a few years ago, and that is the topic of beer cocktails. I know that may sound a little bizarre to some of you, but with the right ingredients, it actually can work. I've played around, like I said, with beer cocktails. I've done beer ice cream floats, and they're an interesting take. And I want to share something with you using Guinness as your beer. And you know Guinness as a classic pint. It's dark, smooth, creamy, and it's definitely recognizable. But here's something a lot of people don't think about. It's one of the most underrated cocktail ingredients in the beer world. I know it sounds a little unconventional at first, mixing a stout into cocktails, but once you start exploring it, it actually makes a lot of sense. Guinness has that roasted, slightly bitter backbone. It's creamy texture and just enough sweetness to play really well with other flavors. According to Guinness ambassador Colm O'Connor, there's even a bit of history and humor behind it. He talked about something called the Guinness Blacklist, which was basically a tongue-in-cheek collection of beer cocktails created during a cocktail boom in the United Kingdom. It wasn't meant to be very serious at all, but it opened the door to thinking about Guinness in a whole new way. And today, some of those ideas, and others like them, are actually starting to catch on. And I'm going to start with one that's really having a moment, and that is the Espresso Stout Martini. If you like after-dinner drinks or anything coffee-based, this one's right in your wheelhouse. You've got Guinness delivering those deep roasted notes, mixed with fresh espresso, a little vodka, and just a touch of sweetness. And the result is a rich, smooth, slightly creamy, and honestly a lot more approachable than it sounds. It takes something that could feel heavy and turns it into a pretty elegant, sippable cocktail. And if you want something a little more playful, there's a drink called the Top Hat. Now, in the Top Hat, we're mixing Guinness with ginger beer. And this is actually a nod to the classic movie called Top Hat. The dark stout and light foam represent the tuxedo look. And the ginger beer adds a little spice, kind of like the personality in the dance. Flavor-wise, it's an interesting combo. You get the malty chocolate character from the Guinness, and then this bright, slightly spicy kick from the ginger. It's refreshing, but it still has depth. Then there's a cocktail with a bit of history behind it, and that's the Black Velvet. This one goes back to the 1860s and is traditionally a simple mix of Guinness and champagne. And yes, it's exactly what it sounds like. There's a story that it was created around the time of Prince Albert's death, when someone famously said, "Even the champagne is in mourning," and darkened it with stout. Well, that's a little dramatic, but the drink itself is surprisingly balanced. You get the light, bubbly texture from the champagne combined with Guinness's smooth richness. It ends up being what some people describe as a spritzy stout, lighter than you'd expect, and actually really drinkable. Now, if you want something completely different, there's the Trojan Horse. This one mixes Guinness with cola, and it's about a 50-50 blend. Now, before you write that off, at least hear it out. The cola adds sweetness and brings out the chocolate notes in the stout, while the Guinness tones down that sugary edge. It's lighter, a little more refreshing, and honestly, kind of perfect for the warmer weather we're getting now. And then there's the favorite over in Ireland. That's the Black and Black. This combines Guinness with black currant concentrate. You only need a small amount, but it adds this jammy, slightly tart sweetness that really softens the bitterness of the stout. And the result is smooth, slightly fruity, and very drinkable. So what's the takeaway here? Guinness isn't just a beer. It's a versatile base. It can be rich and dessert-like, light and refreshing, or even bright and fruity, depending on what you pair it with. And while purists may say, just drink it straight, there's something fun about experimenting, especially with a beer that's been around this long. Because sometimes, all it takes is a different perspective, or a splash of something unexpected, to turn a familiar pint into something completely new. And that's part of what makes the world of beverages so interesting. Now here's more Beverage Chronicles.
I'm Vince Douglas for Beverage Chronicles. Gin is the key ingredient in a variety of classic cocktails, including the Gin and Tonic, Negroni, Tom Collins, and the Timeless Gimlet. Thanks to the cocktail revival over the past few decades, gin has reached new heights of popularity. The unique, botanical-rich flavor of gin pairs wonderfully with many ingredients, enhancing the aromas of fruits, herbs, and other spirits. It also serves as the primary spirit in a traditional martini, where specific brands or styles can truly stand out. However, discovering the finest gin can be tricky, particularly if you're in search of something more unique to elevate a straightforward drink. Once you've sorted that out, you're all set to shake, stir, and enjoy. The herbal notes of this spirit make it a beloved choice for summer, yet its robust character is perfect for spirit-forward cocktails year-round, such as the pre-prohibition favorite, the Corpse Reviver No. 2. Today, I want to tell you about a drink called the Gin Sonic. This is a lighter variation on the classic gin and tonic. It's made by Nixon Gin with equal parts tonic water and club soda, substituting half of the tonic water that would be in a standard gin and tonic with club soda. The result is plenty of bubbles, less sweetness, and a lighter blend than the better-known mixed drink. The soda water also helps highlight the flavors and aromas present in the gin. For Beverage Chronicles, I'm Vince Douglas.
And that was Vince Douglas. Thanks a lot, Vince. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I very recently was in Atlantic City covering a beverage event. Hard work, isn't it? Well, someone's got to do it. You know, I'm so dedicated to you guys bringing the best stories to you. But anyway, got to try some unusual drinks. And I found one that I particularly enjoyed. Its origin goes to another country. It's not American-made, but it's certainly catching on here in this country. So let's go to that segment right now. And I do want to mention that there is some background noise from the crowd. There's quite a few people in attendance at this event, but the interview does come off clearly, so I think you'll enjoy it.
I came across a really interesting product today, and I'm speaking with a field sales manager, a fellow by the name of Ho Jun Lee, and the company is called Long Drink Company. Ho Jun, first of all, thank you for walking away from this very prestigious and very busy event to take time to talk with me. Tell me about Long Drink Company, because there's an interesting story behind this.
Thanks for having me, Gary. Long Drink is a really unique product. It is something, you know, these days you walk into a liquor store or a grocery store, you end up seeing all different kinds of different brands of beers. You have all these different kinds of vodka sodas, you know, your vodka iced teas, this and that. Long drink is something unique in that it's believe it or not, it's a national drink of Finland. So it is something that was created by the Finnish government back in 1952 to sort of help out the understaffed bars at the Olympics. You know, the government decided, hey, we have all these people coming to see the Olympic Games. Let's make a beverage that's memorable and something that they could serve quickly at the Olympic Stadium. You know, so they created this drink, Long Drink, and they served it out in these glasses on tap at the Olympic Games back in 1952. Ever since then, you know, the people of Finland kept asking, you know, where can we get this Long Drink? And so the government sort of, if you go there today, you'll see over 70 different brands of Long Drink. So it's actually not just, it's a category of its own. You know, you walk down, you go to a grocery store over there, you'll see a whole aisle of Long Drinks, similar to seeing a beer aisle here in the States. So our founders, Sakari, Mikhail, and Ere, they left Finland, their hometown over there, and brought the original recipe over to New York here back in 2018, where they met up with our CEO, Evan Burns, and brought the brand to where it is here today. You know, it's something that's unique, has a story. You know, they say that Long Drink is something that, you know, is enjoyed in the sauna, you know, on tap in the sauna, even while you're sweating it out in the, you know, in there. It's not just, you know, for the outdoors and all that, but it's something that's enjoyed in the wintertime, in the snow.
To take it from Finland to the United States is a bold step. So obviously they were really, really impressed with it.
Absolutely.
And it's very sessionable too, correct?
It is 100% very sessionable. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, our traditional citrus, which is our flagship product, is sitting at 5.5% ABV. So it's very sessionable. And it's something that, you know, it's really more than just a beverage brand. It's a really, it's part of the Finnish culture over there. It's part of their heritage. It's something a little bit different, you know. You know, you think about Guinness and how that is so true and near and dear to the Irish, you know. The Finns actually drink more long drink in Finland than the Irish drink Guinness over in Ireland. So it's almost like their best kept secret that we're trying to sort of unveil and bring here to the United States.
And how's it happening so far for you here in the U.S.?
Since bringing it over here, you know, we were lucky when we first started back in 2018. It was very grassroots, you know, bringing these sample cans of long drink door to door on the streets of New York. And we come across, with a little bit of luck, came across people, high profile people like Miles Teller, actor from Top Gun. He was walked into a liquor store while we were doing a sampling there. He was looking for a bourbon of some sort. Ended up trying long drink, loved it so much. He wanted us to get involved. And so, you know, with advocates like Miles Teller, and now especially in the PGA golf space as well, in the golf space, we got PGA golfers Ricky Fowler, Justin Thomas, Joel Damon, to name just a few, along with all these hockey players as well. Hockey is also a very, you know, it's a big sport in Finland.
It is a very refreshing drink, honestly. And when you serve it to me, you have several different flavors here at this event, correct?
Yes, we have. Now it's come to about... Yeah, we have several set flavors now. Mm-hmm. The traditional citrus is still our main flagship product, but now we have zero sugar versions of that. We have a stronger ABV. It's 8.5%. Same traditional citrus flavor, but just a little bit more alcohol, a little more kick for those that like that. We also have a cranberry flavor, a peach, and with a couple new ones coming out, just like a pineapple and raspberry coming
and
out.
And I'm going to give the website also. It's thelongdrink.com.
That's correct. Okay. Longdrink.com.
Ho Jun Lee, thank you so much for joining us here. We got to check this out. I'll tell you, the drink is absolutely delicious. Thank you so much for sharing it with me.
Thanks so much for having it.
And that is going to wrap up this episode of Beverage Chronicles. I hope today's conversation left you with a few new ideas, maybe a fresh perspective on your favorite drink, or curiosity to try something new. The notion of beer cocktails, again, as I said earlier, may be a little bit new to you, and it may sound not particularly appealing or appetizing, but again, I've experimented with it, and it does work as long as you have the right combination. And I will say this to you, if you're interested in getting more information about beer cocktails, or would like maybe my recommendations, or from some of our other contributors, go to our Beverage Chronicles webpage at beveragechronicles.com. At the bottom of the page, you can send us a message and we'll be sure to get back to you. And of course, if you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to follow us wherever you listen. And as I mentioned, don't forget our website at beveragechronicles.com and check us out for tasting notes, featured articles, and even some updates. Your support helps us keep exploring the wide world of beer, spirits, and beyond. So thanks again for spending part of your day with me. I'm Gary Monteroso, reminding you to raise a glass to good taste, good friends, and the craft that brings us all together. And until next time, stay curious, and as always, drink responsibly.